If we could welcome Pastor Wren. Pastor Wren, could you come up, please?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And now, like we say in China, please be seated in peace. We greet you all in the name of Jesus. And as you immediately recognize, I do not speak English. I only imitate people who speak English. I was born in Finland, so I'm all Finnish from the beginning. And I was raised up in Sweden, and for the last 32 years, I've been totally messed up in China. So if you tonight understand even one word what the heavenly man is saying, it's already a miracle, because the Malcolm in the middle is a Finnish guy. It's so great to be here. It's quite an amazing tour we have now reached to the last weekend of it. We started 3 weeks ago at Bethel in Reading. So that's where we started. We usually try to go there one or twice a year. And so it was 3 weeks ago we kicked off. And at the same time, we kicked off the teams that were going to more than 60 nations, including the teams going to China and to Israel. So we blessed all of them personally. And they were so packed by Holy Spirit. So I'm really been worried. I haven't got any phone call from Jerusalem that there is an earthquake in Jerusalem. They were really motivated when they went there. And I believe that Kingdom of God was totally with them. And God has done amazing things there. Now, tonight, we are going to lay foundation for something that we're going to come back tomorrow morning and in both of the services. And in order for you to understand anything, what we represent and what we say, what we do, you have to get this, what I'm saying right now. And because this is very, very biblical, what we are sharing, and that's why it's so difficult. Bible says that at a certain time, God is going to do a new thing. Amen? And as you know, before that, he said, do not dwell in the past. And what we want to do this evening is to erase your past. Anything you have heard about mission, anything you have heard about expansion in Kingdom of God, we want to erase everything. Because God is doing a new thing. Amen. And we are very privileged that we are able to share this to you. You have never heard about things that you're going to hear at these three meetings here. We have committed our lives to share only good news. Only good news. And there's only one source for the good news. And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So now we got all these parameters right. And now let's move into that. And so we come from a little tiny nation with name China. And as you know, this little tiny nation, actually, it represents 25% of world's population. One out of four people living in this world are Chinese. More than 2 billion people. So that's the little country where we come from. And this country is very, very, very many. How many of you have visited China? Amen. So you are my witness. China is a little bit bigger than America. And there is a little bit more people in China than are here. In China, we have a saying, God so loved the Chinese that he made so many of them. And somehow it's very hard for me as a person coming from Finland with less than 5 million people. I cannot really fight against that. But I still believe that Jesus loves as much me as he loves Brother Yun. So I'm okay. Praise God. Now, China has been a very large nation already a long time. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born, that very same year, there was a census in China. And the Chinese population already that time was more than 67 million people. But somehow the gospel didn't make it to China during the time of the first generation of Church of Jesus Christ. You remember the beginning at the Mount of Olives when Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. Now in China, we understand today that Jesus gave a direction for global mission that day. You will go west. Because if you stand on the Mount of Olives, yeah, you point to Jerusalem, you point west. Why do you know that? Because the Golden Gate, the Eastern Gate, is just in front of you. We have been on that spot many times, so I know what we are talking about. And Apostle Paul, who is the greatest missionary who ever been on this earth, one day in Book of Acts chapter 16, he wanted to go opposite direction. He wanted to go to Arabia. He wanted to go to east. And you remember what happened. The Spirit of Jesus did not allow him to go. Then he wanted to go north, and the same Spirit stopped him. The next night he saw a vision. A man from Europe, from west, appeared and said, come over and help us. Why was that? Jesus sent the gospel west. If Paul had got permission, China had been preached by the gospel 2,000 years ago. If the Spirit of God had allowed him to go north, Russia and all the countries in between would be saved, heard the gospel. But God had a direction for the gospel. It took 1,800 years before the gospel came to China. And this time, when the gospel have arrived to China, we talk about the most populated nation on this earth. The coming superpower of all the nations of the world. And the owner of the United States. Now gospel is making room in the hearts of the people in China. 1949, an atheist communist regime took power in mainland China. And they turned against everything that the missionaries had been preaching there. Everything they've been teaching to the nation, demonstrating love of Jesus. Everything was eliminated and vacuum cleaned. So that there was, on the surface, there was no presence of any Christian testimony in China. The missionaries who were expelled, they left behind 800,000 fearful, lonely, simple, grassroots believers of Jesus Christ. With no pastors, no evangelists, no missionaries, no Bibles, no church buildings, no anything. But that became a beginning of the birth of a Chinese Church of Jesus Christ. Before that, those 100 years the missionaries been working in China, it was said one more Christian Chinese equals one less Chinese. Christianity had always been seen as a Western religion in China. But Jesus just erased all the white carriers of the kingdom virus. All their life work was pulled down on the ground. So totally that 1978, still there was not even one building in whole mainland China with almost 800 million people that inside people would worship the cross on the roof and inside they would worship God. Not even one building in whole mainland China. And when the visitors after Dedo Mao came same year, she said that we have sent God to all early retirement in China. And the only Bible, Chinese Bible left is at the History Museum. But today we come with good news from China. Jesus never left China. Hallelujah. And neither left Holy Spirit. Actually, they get the free ride in China. Because there were no Western mission experts saying what is possible and what is impossible. So God did according his nature. He just started to do the impossible things. Miracles, signs and wonders started to happen. Always when these simple believers, first time in their lives, they have been as good believers as we usually are, sitting nicely 2 hours or hour and a half once a week at the church. When the pastor says, stand up, everybody stands up, raise up your hand, everybody raise up their hands. And we pray, we close eyes and we pray. But now they were among non-believers everywhere. The wind of atheism was blowing. And these simple believers, they started to call upon the name of Jesus. And God answered, and a new kind of church was founded in China. And today, 65 years later, with the same regime, same rules, and same consequences, if you announce that you are a follower of Jesus, it has not stopped the church to grow. Every month, more than 1 million people receive Jesus Christ in main China today. And when Mr. Xi became the new president of mainland China, he received reports from all the more than 30 provinces. What is the status of Christianity? And he was told there are at least 160 million followers of Jesus Christ in mainland China today. Amen?
Amen.
And then these atheists, they started to prophesy, and it can go anywhere. And they said, if this continues, within 15 years, one out of three people who live in mainland China today will be a follower of Jesus Christ. And that is 500 million people. Praise God. Praise God. So God is doing a new thing. And it has been such a great joy to serve that church, which doesn't care about circumstances, which doesn't care about consequences, who are just daily denying themselves, taking their cross, and following Jesus. And wherever they go, they give testimony. There is one answer to your heart cry and emptiness of your soul, and his name is Jesus Christ. And this is the core of the power of kingdom of God. It's for you to receive. It's for you to experience. It's not a doctrine. It's power. And it works in mainland China. So I don't know what's wrong with our gospel in the West. When we say, oh, we don't see result like that. A good thought. In the middle of this revival, God has spoken to his church. That the work, there is still work to be done. It started from Jerusalem. It started to go west. And it's still looking, where is the end of the world? And in China we believe that the end will be the day when the gospel in power will come back all the way to Jerusalem. Amen. The end is actually the beginning. Amen. And only God knew that 2014, more than 2 out of 3 people who are living on this earth will live between the Pacific Ocean in the east coast of China and the Western Wall in Jerusalem. Inside that part of 1040 window, 2 out of 3 people who live in this world today are living here. And more than 2 billion people who never ever have heard the name of Jesus, they are living there. More than 9 out of 10 people who never even once have heard the name of Jesus are living there. And the church in China is now fully ready and already taking action. We will walk from China all the way back to Jerusalem. We will bring the kingdom of God to every ethnos, every people group, every village, every city, every county, every country, all the way back to Jerusalem. And we will finish the task. And in order this to happen, there are 3 things that need to happen. I don't know the politicians. Basically, we call this tour Bless Your Enemy Tour. And I have already mentioned your number and one enemy, that is China. Because they own everything you have. They are your boss. When they start to call the shots, somebody will start to suffer. The other problem that this country have, and your president, Barack Obama, have, he has far away bigger problems than the Obamacare. A little tiny nation with name North Korea is ongoingly like a needle in his eye. They did not know how do they solve the problem of North Korea. And the second, the third problem is Iran. What do we do with Iran? And tonight, we have a solution. What about, instead of thinking, should we send missiles upon these nations? Attack from air. What about we start to flood the word of God into these nations? In a way we've never been doing before. That there will be millions and millions of word of God going into North Korea, into China, into Iran, and all these other nations. We will flood them with word of God. Do you still believe that the faith comes from word of God? Yes. Amen? So it has to be there. And what about, instead of sending soldiers, we will send servants of living God. People who are ready to die for Jesus, but not turn back. And this is what church in China is very good at. They have a 65 years of reputation. We will not turn back. We will push through because kingdom of God is near. And what about, instead of declaring war, we will give these countries the greatest demonstrations of love of God. And that is Jesus Christ. Let's introduce Jesus Christ. And before we take offering, I have to share something to you. Now, we have now been working in North Korea for about 8 years. And the good news from North Korea tonight is people are receiving Jesus Christ in North Korea as we speak here. And why is that happening? Because the Chinese Back to Jerusalem missionaries are walking inside North Korea and they are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are the only ones who are able to walk there. And who are not to expect that their government will come and rescue them with Bill Clinton or somebody else. It will never happen. They know that our purpose, our lives, belongs to King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as long as he wants us to be there, he will make a way even when there is not a way. And in order to do this, we have now created a little bit smaller size of Bibles. I love the pastors who have this study Bible so thick that they almost need an assistant to carry it when they come to preach. But that's very bad if you have to smuggle them into another country. If you have to swim across a river with them, you will sink to the bottom with one Bible. So we have recreated the North Korean Bible. Here you have a full-blown North Korean Bible. And praise God for China. Everything is it's made in China today. We just have to make sure that we engage those things to serve the kingdom purpose. This was not ever meant to be an entertainment thing. This was to become an audio Bible that will proclaim the word of God into the ears of every person. Amen? And this is what we are doing. So we started to smuggle them into North Korea. And every unit we are able to bring into North Korea have led at least one family to faith into Jesus Christ. Thousands and thousands of people have received Jesus. And this is part of what the offering will go, to be able to multiply these numbers. Praise God. Now in my other pocket, I have a next version of the North Korean Bible. And this is actually a digital clock. Very innocent. Very innocent. It has big numbers, so even people with very poor eyesight, they can see that time right now is 7:20 p.m. It just tells you very faithfully. And the battery in this clock will last for 5 years. So it have a very good lifespan. Now, if you don't know what to do it, and you there are three buttons on this clock, it doesn't matter how you're trying to break it and get the inside this clock. It is 1 out of 20 million that you will find the way how to open it. But if you know the frequency and you push it here, you start to read North Korean Bible. Every verse from Bible is inside this. And somehow the nation of North Korea is very, very interested about time. Everybody wants to see what's the time as they are walking. And the security is very simple. You just push two buttons at the same time and it goes back to the clock. And nobody can get what you were reading. Can you imagine that the first time in the history of the church, underground church in North Korea, with 100% security, they can study the Word of God every day, every night, every day, wherever they are, they have access to the Word of God. Once again, second, thank you, China. Everything is made in China. And this will be also a great blessing to the underground church in Iran. Now, Iran is something where we're going to close tonight before the offering. A very interesting country. 80 million people. And when we heard about the challenge in Iran, we heard that there's dramatic need of Bibles. Thousands of people are turning away from Islam and they are looking, who is the answer? And when they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, they are willing to receive it. So about some time ago, I met some underground pastors, about 120 of them. And I was asking, what is the greatest need of the church in Iran today? And they all said the same, again and again, please give us the Word of God. We need desperately Word of God. So in China, we responded. In the past years, we have been printing Bibles in underground presses in China for over 10 million. So we need to do something about Bible printing. So this little request from Iran, it fit exactly into the system. He said, okay, let's print a Bible, an Iranian Bible in China. And here you can see the first generation of Iranian Bible printed in China. And the funny thing about this is we never got the copyrights to do this, so we just have to do it in Chinese way to copy it right. And we did that. We kind of felt that this book does not really belong to any society. It is the living Word of God, so obviously God said, do it. And we just say, okay, boss, we'll do it. And then we loaded everything into sea containers in Shanghai. And we talked to a cargo agent and we said, there's one country where people are really suffering. They are looking for answers into their lives. And we have made a handbook that will answer to all their questions. And she's a good non-believing communist. But when she heard about this, he said, oh, if that's the case, I will pay for the transportation. So we loaded these containers into these freight ships. And we got them to Turkey, Istanbul. And then we loaded everything on trucks. And we traveled across the nation all the way to the Iranian border and smuggled in the Bibles into Iran. And we succeeded. Praise God. We learned that the Iranian border is like an age-old Swiss cheese. It has a lot of round holes in it. So we were basically squeezing in Bibles through every hole we could find into Iran. And the reason why we know this is that 4 months later, one of the two Ayatollahs, the top leaders of Iran, he stood up 7 p.m. one Friday night, best sending time. And we were so happy when we saw that he had our Bible in his hand. 80 million people saw the Bible first time in their lives. And then he said, this book looks so nice, gold, red leather, a nice handy little book. But I warn you, nobody in Iran is allowed to read this book. This is very dangerous. I forbid you touch this book. And praise God, we never got so much free advertisements for Bible. Since that day, the nation is looking, where can I get that book? That's my only hope. All the misery of my life has come from Ayatollah. He have raped the nation. He have destroyed our relationship, our economy. All the ugly things are happening in our society is because of those two men. And if he says it's bad, it must be the best thing in this world. This is happening right now. And in order to facilitate this, we have to create a different sizes. So tomorrow I'm going to share the second edition of Iranian Bible. I have it here. So it's much smaller. So you will see that tomorrow. And then I've also gone to reveal something what is called Gospel Cloud. You remember what is in book of Hebrews in chapter 12. We are surrounded by this cloud of witnesses. Praise God, third time, everything is made in China. We are very happy to introduce Gospel Cloud. This room is now packed with gospel because of this little device. I don't ask you to turn on your iPhone, anything what you have, but if you do that, you will get into a page. No matter where you want to go, you will never get into internet through this. You will only get to Gospel Cloud. And the Bible is there. The testimony is there. The Jesus film and other Christian music. Everything is here in this. And everybody in the radius of 200 yards, they can get access to the Word of God. Praise God. We believe that time has come that the house of Buddha will be shaken by the presence of living God. We believe and we know that the house of Hindu, all those millions of God, are going to fall down on their faces, and the name of Jesus will be proclaimed as the only Lord throughout Indian continent. And we also believe that in years to come, and it's already happening, the house of Muhammad will be shaken by kingdom of God. And the gospel will be proclaimed. Because we believe Buddha is not the Lord, Hindu is not the Lord, and Muhammad is absolutely not the Lord. There's only one Lord, and his name is Jesus Christ. So anything we do tonight will be reducted to continue to develop and produce these in millions so that we can fill the land with Word of God, with servants of God, and demonstrating the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you all.
So at this time, we would like to take up an offering. If you have cash, we've got ushers with envelopes. If you're going to write out a check, hear me, do not write it out to Grace Center. Write it out to Back to Jerusalem Incorporated. And we will... Let's just leave this up here. So while you're getting your money and check ready, we're going to ask, Father, Lord, it's our desire to come into agreement with what you are doing all over the world. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, I ask that you would take whatever comes in tonight, Lord, that you would multiply it. Lord, we declare that none of your plans can be turned around. And so, Lord, it's with great love tonight, Lord, that we come into agreement and partner alongside our brothers and sisters who are taking on this task, this work, this project from you, Lord, and we bless them. We speak a blessing over this. We speak many returns, Lord, for your kingdom's sake, in Jesus' name, amen. So if we could go ahead and begin to start to pass the buckets, that would be great, so we can get Brother Yun up here. How do you pronounce it? Yun. Okay.
It means a cloud. So he's going to introduce himself. And as you are taking the offering, I think he will come and he will start again. Yeah. Okay. 好,六哥,你可以上了,我们就开始了。
So can we welcome Brother Yun? Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
伸出你信心的手,对你身边说,
And now with great passion and faith, take hold the hand of the person next to you and say to that person fluently in Chinese, Yesu ai ni. Yesu ai ni.
Yesu
ai ni.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
牧师一直在讲一句话语,我们爱耶稣。
The reason why we love Jesus is because he first loved us so much. How many Chinese speaking there are here today? Praise God. 讲中文的,感谢主,先祝福你们。我们还是要学习一句中文,能够对所有
That's
why I'm always insisting to teach to my audience few words, very core of the gospel, in Chinese, so that they can witness to Chinese about how but Jesus loves them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
耶稣爱你.
耶稣爱你. Amen.
1, 2, 3.
耶稣爱你.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
为了是大家在聚会之前还不会忘,一直记下来,我要告诉你们,中文很简单的。
And just because that you don't forget it, because usually everything you learn in a meeting, if after 5 minutes you forgot it. So I'm just going to make this alive for you so you never forgot it. Chinese is the world's most simple language.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu is Jesus.
So Yesu is Jesus, yeah. Okay? Yesu.
Jesus. This is English.
I.
This is me.
And this is me. Yesu I mean. Jesus yes. loves you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 最少对身边有三个人,
and now repeat this to at least three people around you so that you are fluent in your Chinese.
Yesu I mean. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yesu I mean. Amen. Yesu I mean.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3.
Yesu aini.
Amen. 不要怕, Yesu aini.
Do not fear. Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Amen.
我的名字是天上人云弟兄.
They call me heavenly man, brother Yun.
这个名字也不是爸爸妈妈给我的.
And none of these two names were given to me by my father and mother. So how many of you have read my life story, Heavenly Man? This was the record, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好, 但是虽然有少部分人没有读过不重要，但是有多少人读过圣经？
There are few you haven't read it. It's not important. Most important, have you read the Word of God? Amen. Hallelujah.
有多少人和我一样的相信这一本圣经是神的话？天下人间除耶稣以外，别无拯救。
How many of you believe that Bible is the living Word of God, and there's only one name given to us that we can be saved, and that name is Jesus?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
有一段圣经放在我的里面，我想给弟兄姊妹来读一下。
There's a Bible passage that is really burning inside my heart tonight, and I want to share that with you.
虽然是短短的一个许了一个愿，这个祷告可是这都是我人生的经历。
And even though this is a very short prayer, but it is, has been very important to me.
我们来读一下《创世纪》的第二十八章第二十节到。
And I'm going to read from Genesis 28, verses 20, 21, and 22. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's household, then the Lord will be my God.And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all what, that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
这也是代表我个人对神的一个认识的一个经历的开始。
What is similar to my personal testimony, my life story.
我的妈妈虽然是西国的宣教士，早在30年代把福音已经给了她。
My mother received the gospel through Western missionaries before revolution in 1930s.
正如汤姆士刚刚告诉中国家庭教会的一些近代历史，毛泽东来的时候把宣教士赶走了。
And as Brother Ren was sharing, when Mao Zedong took power, he expelledall the missionaries from China.
甚至毛泽东的妻子大胆地讲了一句话说，从现在开始中国基督教将要进入历史博物馆了。
And 1978, the widow of Mao Zedong boldly proclaimed that from today, we have moved Christianity to History Museum in China.
但毛泽东错了。
But Mao and his other leaders, they've got all wrong.
过了不久，毛泽东死了，妻子，他的妻子和他另外这些人呢，都一个一个陪。
And all these,
陪不了
including Mao, all the other leaders, one after other, they died and they moved to a history museum.
但耶稣基督在千万人的生命中复活了。
But Jesus Christ was resurrected from dead in the hearts of millions and millions of souls in China.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我个人家里的一个见证，只是其中千万人之中的一个见证。
Now my personal testimony is not any way exceptional. It's just one wonderful testimony about power of Jesus in a family's life among millions of families that are in China.
各位，我们没有权利决定我们出生在哪一个家庭。
My beloved, we don't have given any possibility to choose who will become our parents, which family we are born into.
我们更没有权利决定我们的爸爸妈妈是谁，为什么出生这个民族。
Giving opportunities to decide who will become our parents.
但是这个不重要，重要的当耶稣爱你的时候。
Not so important. The most important is the fact we started. Jesus loves us.
当你开始知道耶稣能够爱你救你，你开始向神祷告。许下一个愿的时候，你的生命会有一个完全不一样的改变。
If you really get hear the gospel that Jesus loves you, and you start to put your trust upon Jesus, and you make that commitment to Jesus, that will become the transformation of your life and the change of your life.
我的妈妈告诉我说，西国宣教士赶走的时候，哭着告诉我们说：“你们不要怕，我们离开你们，为你们祷告。”但永远记住，耶稣永远爱你。
My mother told me later that the last word the missionaries told her in late 1940s, they said, "Do not fear, we have to leave you, but remember, Jesus will never forsake you. He loves you and he will be always with you."
But it
started to happen like Jesus said, that Satan has come to steal, kill and destroy. But at the same time, Jesus' mission has been that I have come, that they had would have an abundant life, have eternal life.
在我个人15岁的时候,
when I was 15 years old,
我的父亲就待了一个, 家中在饥荒之中, 格格饿死了, 父亲就待了一个癌症。
Just previously, a big misery hit our family. First, my oldest brother starved to death. And then my father was conducted to have a severe sickness.
我16岁的时候,我的妈妈曾经做过一个错误的决定,她想要,她,因为哥哥死了以后,她不知道怎样带领这个家,不知道饥荒什么时候过去,想要悬梁自尽。
And then my father was diagnosed with terminal cancer and he was dying. In that situation, my mother could not take it anymore. She have seen the starvation was still going on. Husband is dying cancer. So one night, my mother decided to end her misery and decided to suicide.
就在那个时刻,深夜中,她忽然间听到一个声音说,孩子,不要放弃,回家吧。 回家吧,耶稣爱你。
And as she was standing on the chair and just about to hang herself, she heard a voice of the Holy Spirit calling, "My child, do not give up. Come back home. Jesus loves you."
那是在黑夜之中,妈妈看没有人,这是谁在向我说话?
It was complete dark. It was past midnight. There was nobody in that room. And she was wondering, who is speaking to me?
圣灵就在提醒她, 这就是宣教士起初离开中国的时候告诉你的,
and suddenly, she reminds that these were the last words of the missionaries. Remember, Jesus loves you.
妈妈在黑夜之中趴下来, 她想不到说什么, 好像浪子一样, 当她一趴下来的时候, 好像被神那个爱拥抱了。
My mother had not been praying for tens of years. She kneeled down by that chair and recommitted her life to Jesus and was embraced by love of Jesus after midnight.
我和我的哥哥姐姐妹妹，我是在深夜之中被妈妈叫醒。
After she had reconciled her life for Jesus, she came to us five children and woke us up and share with us what had happened.
孩子们起来, 奉耶稣的名, 为你的爸爸祷告, 你的爸爸会得到医治的。
And she said, "Children, wake up. Let us kneel down by Father's dying bed and call upon the name of Jesus. Jesus is going to heal my husband."
这是我人生中, 也可以说是我一家人人生中第一次准妈妈
This was the first time we children heard the name of Jesus. Mother had never said that word even one time to us.
中国的文化跟我们西国人有一点不一样, 中国的文化就是孝顺父母, 妈妈讲什么, 父亲有病了,
Now the Chinese culture is a little bit different to a Western culture. It doesn't matter what time of the day or night it is, if your parents say you do something, you just don't negotiate about it. You just stood up and you do as they tell.
妈妈让我们跪下来奉耶稣的名祷告，耶稣是谁我们不知道。
So mother said, "Let's kneel around the father's bed and call upon the name of Jesus." And we were thinking, who in the world is this Jesus?
我不知道耶稣是谁呀。
I didn't have a clue who Jesus was.
我就好像雅各当时像神一样许下一个愿，如果你是神，你救救我的爸爸。
And I said that if, like Jacob said in this prayer, if God will be with me and watch over me, and I can return back out, then the Lord will be my God.
如果我的父亲好了, 你能够保守我在一生之中能够不饿住肚子，而且有衣服穿的话。
And my prayer was very logical. I said, Jesus, if you heal my father and you give me some food to eat, I'm starving, and you give me some proper clothes to carry, I will always proclaim that you are my God.
简单地来讲，就是如果你是神，医治我的父亲，能够叫我不饿住肚子。
What I wanted to say to Jesus was very simple. If you fulfill the basic needs of my heart and my body, I will always be faithful for you, and I will proclaim to everybody that you are living God and you are my God.
妈妈就让我们说奉耶稣的名祷告，让耶稣可怜我们，就说耶稣啊，你都可怜我的爸爸吧，我们的家真正需要。When
we heard our mother pray,
如果你是神,
Jesus, have mercy upon my father, my husband, have mercy. We started to cry, Jesus, have mercy upon our father. We need our father. Have mercy upon our father.
我们不知道耶稣，可是我的父亲知道，他听说过耶稣，父亲开始人生第一次流泪。And
as we were calling upon the name of Jesus, my father knew the name of Jesus. We saw first time in our lives that tears were running from his eyes.
我们在神的面前，那个眼泪也是个灵魂的出口一样，那个泪真正能够救活自己的生命。
And somehow the tears running from our eyes became a flood of God's presence and solution to our problems.
不到一个礼拜，我的父亲就这样完全的脱离了这个癌症的辖制，起来了。Within
1 week, my father stood up completely healed and restored from the last stage of cancer.
Hallelujah!
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 耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远是没有改变。Jesus
Christ is same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes.
Hallelujah. 所以牧师说，我们爱神的时候，我深深地感受到是神实在先爱了我们。Always
when we talk about that Jesus loves us, or that we love Jesus so much, in my world, it is because I have seen the demonstration of that love that first came to over my family and changed my whole family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
那是我的父亲就让我的哥哥姐姐，妹妹，我们就是分开到亲戚朋友家里去。 要叫亲戚们都到我们家里，要告诉这位耶稣。
The very same day as my father was completely restored and stood up from his bed, he commanded us children and to go and invite all our closest relatives and friends to come to our house to listen what Jesus has done in our family.
那是没有教会，我们的家就成了神的殿。There
were no churches in China during the Cultural Revolution, but our home became a beginning of a house church in China.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
从那一天开始起，我的家人 就得救了，妈妈就成为我们家族里的一个牧师。And
the very first meeting of the house church, when all the relatives have come in, my father and mother have shared what God has done, all our family members, they received Jesus as their Savior and Lord, and our mother became our first preacher.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
对你身边的人大胆地说，耶稣，不要怕。 耶稣爱你，不要让你的过去掌控你生命中的未来。
And now with conviction, say loud to one another, do not fear. Say this, do not fear.
还要说什么？耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
不要让你的过去掌控你生命中的未来。
Do not allow your past to hinder you to receive a new future with Jesus. Amen.
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 这句话一定要说，不要让你的过去掌控你生命中的未来。
And very important that you allowed, you proclaim, do not allow your past to hinder you something new from Jesus tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have all failed.
但是他没有失败.
But he has never failed.
我们纵然会失信, 他仍是可信的.
We may often be unfaithful, but he remains faithful.
如果我的妈妈能够成为一个牧师的话, 每一个人都能够成为一个家族的牧师,
if it was possible that my illiterate mother would be able to become a preacher, anyone in this room is more qualified to be a preacher.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我的妈妈不识字,
she was illiterate.
她给我们说讲的第一篇信息是我永远不会忘记的。
I never forgot her first most anointed message that she delivered to us, the family church, one morning.
有多少人听过使徒行传第一章的第八节上说, 当圣灵降临在你们身上,
how many of you have memorized book of Acts 1 and 8? You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, so that you are familiar. You know what is there in verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
可是我的母亲当时给我们讲的时候,
when my mother started her wonderful message about the book of Acts, it was totally complete different gospel. And now he thinks that his interpreter has better Chinese than the missionaries had who were preaching gospel to my mother. I don't know, I wasn't there.
那他真是上帝呼召他要来到我的家乡传福音，他的中文一塌糊涂，又加上中国那个同音字，跟你们中间那些地方方言一样，他分不清。
The missionaries who gave, they had the zeal, they had the passion, but the Chinese were very lousy, and they got all the tones wrong, and you miss the tones, the turns in the language, you got the completely different gospel.
所以妈妈教给我们的第一篇信息叫当圣龙降龙在我们身上,
and my mother started to preach. She said, when the power of the holy dragon comes upon you, you will receive the power of the dragon.
你们就必带着能力可以把病压到耶路撒冷,
and then she said, you will receive power of the dragon so that you can drag all your sicknesses and bury them to Jerusalem.
那个犹太全体他不知道, 因为我们的家乡是种犹太,
my mother didn't know anything about the place named Judea. It sounded like soya field, so she sent us to the soya fields. We were surrounded by soya fields.
我们很多年很长时间都是跟着妈妈来唱这个的。
And that became a theme song of the church. The power of the dragon, sicknesses to Jerusalem, and running to the soya fields.
我再一次来告诉弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里, 不是我们聪明得到了神, 实在是神拣选了我们。
I don't think anyone has been called to come into the kingdom of God because we are so smart. It's all the unending love of God through Jesus Christ who drew us to salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
也不在乎你说那个话语标准不标准对不对, 那个都不是最重要的。
And most important is not how exactly you can pronounce all the words of the Bible.
最重要的是你是不是一个对的人，你是不是神所拣选那个对的人。
The most important is, are you a real children of living God? And is your trust upon living God?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
有多少人和我一样是基督徒的?
How many Christians do we have here this evening? Amen. Almost everybody.
你对你身边的大胆说你是神所拣选的族类。
And now say this aloud to one another. You are chosen nation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are chosen by God. You are children of living God.
Amen.
Amen.
虽然你讲的不清楚神,
It doesn't matter how mixed up your gospel is. It has nothing to do with your salvation, because that is gift of God. You have received it. It's in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神的儿子耶稣 为我们的罪必钉在十字架，他的血赎买了我们，坐在这里。
The beloved Son of God was ready to die for our sins on the cross, and by his blood, he bought us free from the slavery of sin.
Hallelujah!
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 奇妙的就是，虽然就是这样祷告的话就错了，可是神迹奇事就是很多的在发生。
It's amazing that many of the words we were using in the prayer were wrong, except the one that we always did that in the name of Jesus, and miracles and signs and wonders follow.
Hallelujah. 虽然我的祷告的动机起初就是一个祷告说，你只要治我父亲的病，我根本不知道什么是永生、天堂、地狱，不知道。And
when I started to go out and share the gospel, I didn't have a clue that by faith you will receive eternal life. I only knew Jesus as a healer, like he has healed my father from terminal cancer.
我认识耶稣的一开始的动机并不是说要得永生的。 就是为了我饥荒的年年哥哥饿死了，神呐，叫我只要能够吃饱饭，让我有鞋子穿，我就是你，就是我的神。My
first commitment was not to Jesus, that Jesus, I thank you for giving me eternal life. I said, thank you, Jesus, that you will give me food to eat. You will give me shoes that I never have had. And if you do this, I will eternally proclaim that you are my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
后来妈妈就带领，她每一天讲，没有故事了。妈妈说，我带你去找一个为了一本圣经做过监的传道人。After
we have been listening to my mother's teaching for about 3 months, I didn't have a clue who Jesus was. And I was asking questions. My mother became really tired. She said, son, I cannot answer your questions anymore. So let's go and visit one brother who has been in the prison because he had a Bible.
妈妈带我去的时候，我都看到这个传道人，我就开始讲不停。啊，我们怎样向神许了一个愿，我的父亲得到了医治，我就一直。
And as we walked into the house of this brother who had been suffering so much for his faith, and I told my old story, how God had mercy upon my family, healed my father, and how we made this commitment to the Lord. We will serve the Lord.
啊，这个传道人别听到，一直在看着我，哇，这么神奇呀！
And this brother was totally shocked when he heard what has happened in the name of Jesus in my family. Is this really happened to you?
然后我就说，我妈妈说，你家里你有一本圣经，拿出来给我抄抄，让我好看看什么是圣经。
And then I said to this brother, I said, my mother told that you may still have a hidden Bible. Would you mind to bring it to me so I can read it and really understand what is the word of God?
这个传道人呢，就来知会一下说：“年轻人，圣经是一本天书，我们有啊，天上的神有。你问神要，他救你父亲。”And
this preacher, he was smart. He didn't want. I don't know if he had it or not, but he said he has no Bible. But he said Bible is a heavenly book. And in the same manner as you were asking Jesus to heal your father, you just ask heaven, and Jesus will drop a Bible to you from heaven.
因为当时的环境是很特殊的，如果你有一本圣经，是要关监牢。
This happened during the Cultural Revolution. It was life dangerous if you still had the Bible in your possession. You will be thrown to prison and possibly executed for that hidden Bible.
他说祷告哪能够要神送一本圣经？我相信他说这话，他自己都不相信，他只是直呼我，可是我会相信的。
And I'm not sure if he believed what he said to me. He said, son, go back home and pray every day and you will receive your Bible. I'm not sure if he believed what he said to me, but I believed every word.
所以我常常告诉传道人，如果神感动你去讲一些话，连你自己都不敢相信的话，你还是要讲出来，会有人相信的。
This is what I share to the preachers of the world all over the world where we travel. I said, sometimes you get an idea to preach about, and you can hardly believe it yourself. Just preach it because somebody will believe and they will get it. Hallelujah.
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 我在祷告一段时间待不到，可是我还是这样的，又去找，是不是我鬼的方向不对啊，说的话不对啊。
After I've been praying 30 days, 24/7, and I did not receive the Bible, so I started to think maybe my prayer position at my bed on my knees is wrong, so I went back alone and visited this pastor.
那我就还像雅各一样的祷告。
And I had the same prayer as Jacob had in this verse.
后来这个传道人告诉我，你回家禁食祷告，晚上不吃饭，每一天哭住药，神就给你了。
And then this former pastor, he said to me, son, you seem to be very serious about this Bible. You get it faster if you go back home and you skip the dinners, you start to have fast.And you cry like a desperate child in tears by your bed, you will get it quicker.
我的祷告差不多都是许愿的祷告。
And my prayers were just a very simple request to God.
如果你给我一本圣经，我要把这一本圣经全部背下来，你就是我的神，我一生就要传扬这一本圣经。
I was just saying to Jesus, if you give me a Bible, I promise to memorize it from cover to cover, and I will everywhere proclaim, you are my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我的第一本圣经终于差不多一百天的时候，我带到了一本圣经。
And after exactly 100 days and nights in this half fasting and prayer, well, early one morning, I received my Bible delivery and I get my first Bible.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我拿到圣经，每一天都决定真正要背圣经，背圣经，跪下来，每一天都是要跪下来要背一张圣经的。
And I decided that every morning.Before I eat anything, I kneel down and I memorized one new chapter from the Bible, and then I do rest of my day.
可是我当我背完福音书，正在背《使徒行传》的时候，突然间有一句话跳进我的生命里面：当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必带到
灵里。About 4 months later, when I had memorized all the Gospels and I came to Book of Acts, chapter 1, there was this one verse that hit me in my heart, and that was verse 8.
我说妈妈，你教给我们圣龙，那这里有个圣灵，圣灵是谁要给你
们？I said, Mother, you've been singing and preaching about holy dragon. There's nothing about dragon in the Bible. It's the Holy Spirit. Who is he?
妈妈的回答就这样的简单，你去问耶稣吧，我也不知道，我的亲就是这样。
And my mother's answer to all my questions always the same. I don't know. Ask Jesus.
他。妈妈听错了，可是神对她的拣选没有错。
You know, my mother heard that verse wrong many years ago, but Jesus never gets anything wrong.
我的妈妈对我的教导就是凡事向耶稣求问，我都不知道，你问耶稣。
Only thing my mother really got right when she was preaching, you can always kneel down and call upon the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus, and that prayer will be answered.
Hallelujah.
We have all our personal experiences, how we met Jesus first time in our life.
每个人被圣灵充满的经历，我想也不都是一样。
And I can understand that our experience when first time the Holy Spirit took over our life, we were filled by Spirit of God, it's also very different.
我不知道什么叫圣灵充满，但是我就说神啊，圣灵啊，我就需要你的能力在我的身上，我要为你去做见证。
So I started that day, I started to pray, Holy Spirit, I need you, Jesus, send me your Holy Spirit, because I have decided that I will be your witness. I will go out and I will share the gospel, but I need the power of Holy Spirit.
那是我人生中第一次开始被神的灵开始浇灌。我这个存小的时候就在那个环境中，我不会唱歌，可是我正在背圣经，那个时候圣灵浇灌下来，我就开始好像一道江河流进来，我就开始唱歌，一直唱歌不停了。
12 days later, as I was memorizing book of Acts chapter 12, suddenly Spirit of God came upon me and I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I have never been able to sing before that day. And suddenly, all those Bible verses that I had memorized, they became a wonderful river of living water, and I was singing them out fluently.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我的心跳好像被圣灵打开了。
And my everything in my heart were widely opened by power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah!一个晚上我遇见了耶稣，我听到了，不是灵力的耳，就是真正的耳朵听到主在呼唤。
And that same night, late in the evening, I first time with my physical ears, not my inner ears, my physical ears, I heard Jesus calling me.
云弟兄起来向西向南传福音做见证，就是为耶稣。
Brother Yun, stand up.And be my witness. Preach the gospel to west and south.
我走到我的妈妈身边，我说：“妈妈，刚才有人在喊叫我起来，向西向南为耶稣传福音做见证。”
I thought it was my mother calling. I said, "Mother, I heard that somebody said that I have to stand up and preach the gospel and and give a testimony to west and south."
因为我遇见神了后，那个非常紧张，走过去的妈妈说：“你是有问题了，你去睡觉吧。”如果是耶稣的话
，I was so passionate about that voice I have heard, but my mother said, "Son, you have lost your mind. You start to hear voices. Go back to bed."
我躺着，这个声音一直在叫我。我再去的时候，妈妈说：“耶稣，如果是耶稣，他会告诉我我是老基督徒。”
I went back and lay down in obedience to my bed, but the voice was coming back. And then I went back to my mother, and my mother was really upset. She said, "Son, if Jesus want to speak to somebody in this family, he will first speak to me because I'm an old believer."
我必须。无论我知道不顺服神是需要付代价的，可是顺服神是需要付代价，不顺服神那个里面那个代价是更大的。
I already understood that the obedience is the most important in my life. If you are obedient to God, your life will be satisfied. If you are disobedient, the pain that will hit you is really bad.
可是我必须要听妈妈的，因为这个中国这种孝顺的文化就是必须听妈妈的。我那一个夜晚真的没有睡觉，一直在祷告，在读圣经，背圣经。
I went back to my bed, but I could not sleep the whole night. I was just waiting for the new day to dawn because I had decided next morning I will go west and I will start to witness about Jesus.
我说妈妈，我要传福音。妈妈说往哪？我说往西，然后还要往南。
And then early morning, I said to my mother, "Mother, today I will go and preach the gospel. Where do you go? First to west, then I will come back home, and in the afternoon I will go south." And I repeat it again.
没有办法。当我来到那个村庄传福音的时候，我在思想，那我带上这一本圣经，这个圣经是放这里好，是放这样。我从来没有见过人拿过圣经来传道。
I had never seen a preacher in my life. I don't know. I didn't know what they do with the Bible when they are preaching, whether they keep the Bible against their heart or on their head.
最后我一个决定，我说圣经是高过一切，应该是放在那个头上面。
And I decided Bible is the highest authority. It's above everything. So I placed my Bible on my head.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我就走到那个村庄，跟着喊叫说：“有病的人呐，该知道你们来信耶稣啊！”
I walked into the village located west from my home, a village, and I said, "If you are sick in this village, come to me and let's call together the name of Jesus, and you will be healed."
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
不是大家听不懂我在讲什么，因为我年轻的时候我的语言上有障碍。
I had the birth defect. When I got excited about something, my speaking became so blurred that nobody understood what I was shouting. They saw a young man with book on the head, and he was passionately shouting something. Nobody understood what I was saying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
还好，耶稣的福音不在乎言语，是在乎神的大能。
But you know, the power of the gospel is not how clear your words are. The power is the gospel itself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我看到很多的人，这个时候突然间想到妈妈，是让我们要跪下来奉耶稣的名祷告。
And people started to come. Tens and tens and hundreds of them came. And then I saw sick people. And then I remembered that when the miracle first happened in my family, we were all called to kneel down and call together the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
当人真正听从，往下来一跪那一刹那，我也没有按手，什么都没有，就是奉耶稣的名让他们喊耶稣的时候。
I kneeled on the ground myself first. I wasn't laying my hands on any person. I was trying to pull down the sick people on their knees. And as I get them down and they said the word, call the name of Jesus, the kingdom of God came upon them. And one after other, they were all healed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
所以当你来宣告圣灵感动你的话语的时候，圣灵会来负这个责任。很多人把我引起来，耶稣的意志。
If the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon you, it doesn't matter what you do, what you say. If the people are obedient to that word, they will embrace the power of kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
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 很多人开始邀请我呢，到他们家。那一年最少有3000人归家。
I got so many invitations to all different villages around China. Within first year, as a 16-year-old country boy, I saw more than 3,000 people receive Jesus as their Savior and Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天我要奉耶稣的名站在这里做见证。如果神能够用我，神能够用我。
And I'm standing here tonight as a living testimony to each one of you. If God been able to use me, He can use everybody in this room.
你有多少人你愿意被上帝所用啊？
Are you a candidate for God to use for His kingdom? Are you willing?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我今天晚上在这里。 结束的时候，我要介绍我的妻子，让你们来认识。我的妻子第一次去听我讲道，那个时候我们不认识的。第一次听我讲道时，听一晚上连一句话都听不懂。I
want to introduce to you my dear wife, Sister Turling, and she have told me that first time she was listening my preaching for 4 hours. She said, "I did not understand one word you were saying, but you were very passionate about it." I'm telling you, you can sing.
Hallelujah.
可以了。 Hallelujah.
And
then one day when we had already come to West, I asked, "Honey, who were the one who baptized you?" And she said, "Don't you remember? We were 220 of us, and in the middle of the night, you led us to the river, and you baptized us, and as we stood up from the water, you dived and disappeared, and the police came and captured all of us."
Hallelujah.
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 今天晚上你在这里听雨，弟兄只是给你一个见证，做一个见证。我将不重要，重要的，我心中所愿的，所渴望的，所祷告的，是你今天晚上能够在这里与神相遇，听到神对你个人的呼召。
It's one thing that you've been listening my life story and part of it. That is not that important. The prayer of my heart tonight is that every one of you have a new encounter and meeting with resurrected Lord Jesus in your life.
你要切切记住，不要让你的性别、年龄、家庭背景来限制住你。
And that's why I said, do not allow your
whether you are man or woman, what is your background, how many failures, what ugly things there have happened in your life. Do not allow that to hinder you have a new, fresh beginning with Jesus tonight.
你试一试,今天晚上你都大胆向神祷告,你不要再说我说出来那不好听,也许你像云弟兄像雅各一样那样的讲,你都许一个,你向神,把你心里有啥说啥讲给神。
I think that's very important, the relationship that Jacob built and the trust upon God. He said, God, if you do this in my life, I will always be faithful to you and say, you are my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
见证讲到明也讲不完, 我知道明天还有时间要给弟兄姊妹。
It would take the whole night and tomorrow to bring all my life story. Praise God, we still have two more meetings tomorrow, so at least we get halfway tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
And let us now stand up and present ourselves as a living sacrifice to God again. Have a new, fresh meeting with Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
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 我现在请牧师带领大家祷告。 Come.
Can you, brother, come and lead us to the prayer? Hallelujah. 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 Shangli. 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 Holy Spirit of God, we surrender. Lord, we surrender. We surrender. More of Jesus. More of Holy Ghost. More glory. More anointing. More of Kingdom of God. Lord, we surrender all to you tonight. Thank you, Father, that you are challenging us tonight. You are calling us, come to me. Lord, we know that you don't need us. Jesus, we know you don't need us, but you are inviting us. Come and follow me, and I will make you to fishermen of men. I will make you to my disciples. I will fill you with my authority, with my power, with my anointing, and you will do greater things than I did. And that is a promise for every church that is represented here tonight. Father, we thank you for that trust we can have upon you tonight. It's unfailing love of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we proclaim God is doing a new thing in our lives. We receive that, and we commit our lives to serve God's purpose for this generation. Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. If there is somebody among us, you are in the storm of hopelessness in your life. You don't see any solution. You don't see any hope. Do not fear. Come and kneel before the Lord, and you will be set free. Remember, his love is unshakable and unchangeable. He will never forsake you. He's calling you to himself. and experience His love.
耶稣要定义来救你的家，救你的先生，救你的孩子。你不要怕。Jesus
will bring salvation to your family. Your husband will be saved. Your wife will be saved. Your children will be saved.
他有一个神圣的渴望，能够接受这个患难，能够今天能够再一次，使你能够回到他的怀抱之中。
And Lord, no matter what are the problems that they have in their lives, you are using these problems to bring them back to closer relationship with you, to embrace your grace and your compassion.
我知道天国就在我们中间。
The kingdom of God is among us.
主耶稣，你的国降临在我们中间。
Thank you, Jesus, that your kingdom will come upon us right now.
你的旨意在每个人的生命之中如同
And Lord, your will be done in our lives as it is done in heaven.
求你丢下一个神圣的渴望，父亲呐，你的心转向我们，我们的心再转向你的时候。
Father, pour out your love so that our heart will be directly to you, and we are able to receive the fullness of your love into our hearts.
不要怕，当心主耶稣，你和你的家人必然得救。
And do not fear, if you believe, you and your whole family will be saved.
现在奉耶稣的名，我邀请你和我一起跪下来。
In the name of Jesus, I ask you all kneel down before the Lord and surrender our lives to the lives to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
耶稣活着，你能面对明天。
Jesus is alive, and that's why you can face tomorrow.
你不需要活在过去那个痛苦绝望。
You don't need to live in the wounds and disappointments of the past.
主耶稣，他多么的渴望今天晚上，不但是带到你的心，他多么的渴望今天晚上听到你对他呼求的声音。
It's not after only after your heart. He desires to hear your voice, that you speak to him, call out upon the name of Jesus.
耶稣渴望听到你的声音。
Jesus desires to hear your voice.
耶稣他认识他的羊，他认识你。
Jesus said, "I know my sheep, and my sheep recognize my voice."
耶稣他认识你，认识你的孩子。
Lord Jesus, you know your children. You know their situation of their lives.
他要擦干你眼中一切的眼泪。
He is the only one who can. You can dry the tears from your eyes.
主耶稣，感谢你为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Thank you, Jesus, that for our sins you were willing to be nailed on the cross.
我要奉你的名宣告你的应许。
In your name, Jesus, I proclaim all your promises.
宣告你受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
I proclaim that through your stripes we are healed.
Hallelujah. 伸出你大能的手来医治病人。
Reach out your right hand and release your healing power upon our lives.
我要奉你的名看见这个国、这个城市、学校、政府、家庭都要被改变。
In the name of Jesus, we proclaim that all the families and the government and the leadership of this region will be touched by power of God.
圣灵，你也在这个时候触摸在电视机前、在网络面前的每一个家人。我要看见你的国临到他的家。
And Lord, I bless everyone who is watching this program in the television and internet. May your kingdom power come upon every home that are monitoring this meeting.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同在天上。
Your will be done in our lives as it's done in heaven.
我知道神的手正在触摸你的伤口。
I know that the hand of living God is touching your life right now.
如果神对你的心说话，你就把神所给你的话语，或你所听见的，你所看见的，经过你的牧师。
What you receive from the Lord, share that with your pastor as an encouragement and as a guidance from the Lord to your situation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's just wait just a second.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, we ask, Lord, that you would come and break every bondage in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every bondage, every affliction in the name of Jesus be broken in the name of Jesus. Every lock over every heart in the name of Jesus be undone in the name of Jesus. Everything, every blockage, every unbelief, everything that is standing that would exalt itself above the name of Jesus, come down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare over this place a new beginning. Declare over this region a new beginning. The past is gone. We declare a new beginning. A new beginning, a new beginning, a new beginning to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. A new beginning, a new beginning, a new beginning. In the name of Jesus, we declare that every plan of the Lord will not be thwarted, will not be turned in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the Lord over your life will not be thwarted in the name of Jesus. Every word spoken over your life will not be exchanged in the name of Jesus. Every plant that has not been planted by my Heavenly Father will be uprooted in the name of Jesus. We declare that nothing, no weapon formed against you will prosper in the name of Jesus. We declare that in the name of Jesus. We declare an open heaven, an open space for salvations in the name of Jesus. We declare, Lord, new beginnings, a new wind, a new refreshing, a new power. A new releasing in the name of Jesus. A new era in the name of Jesus. A new time in the name of Jesus. We declare that in the name of Jesus. 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 All pretensions go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We release an authentic gospel in the name of Jesus over this state, over this region, over this nation. An authentic gospel in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, that you're a God who hears and you're a God who answers and that you are a now God. We thank you, Lord, for that, that you, we serve the now God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that tonight that you would do whatever you want to do. Be upon us, O Lord. We are your people called by your name, chosen by you. And we are here, Lord, we are here. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. So this was the foundation, okay? And we continue to build on the foundation tomorrow. And I hope that you can all come back. And if you cannot, God bless you. And remember, we have the table if you have any questions. And if you want to read about this revival going on in North Korea or in China, or to get hold of a devotional, a 30-day devotional, we have few copies with us. It's very special devotional. It will change your life. Every day have a message from one of the Lord's servants, including Brother Yun, directly from the revival in China. And it's about their experience about what God is able to do through a person's life who's totally committed. Thank you very much for tonight and looking forward to meet you again tomorrow morning. God bless you. Thank you.